Hey folks, Dan Freer here with your midday report. So what's going on? Well, mortgage rates are easing a little bit, but that might be ending here soon. This morning I came out and said inflation numbers probably are going to come out and they're going to start trickling down just a little bit. But my tune's changing a little bit based on just one report that came out from the Federal Reserve of New York just now. And the data in there is going to be, well, it's informative, but it's probably going to tick you off as well. I'm going to get to that in a second. Then at the end of this video, I'm going to actually give the Biden administration some kudos. Some good things that they're doing right now with airfares, believe it or not. Yes, airfares, and don't go away. It's kind of amusing. And also what they're doing with bank late fees. I've loved those two pieces of the equation. But without further ado, let's get over to the economic news that we have right now. So the MBS market's staying steady. Basically, right now, we're up 10 ticks. All you need to know is if you're trying to figure out what the heck's going on with mortgage rates, watch mortgage bonds. Okay, that's what this is right here, the MBS market. All you need to know is here's the price of the bond and the reaction it has for the day. So what this is it's when you see the uptick, that's the uptick in the bond price, not yields or not interest rates. So this actually has an inverse relationship. As the price of a bond goes up, the yields, or your mortgage rates in this case, come down. So we're seeing a little bit of a reprieve, like I said, with mortgage rates right now. They're down four ticks. So that might be kind of short-lived. Why? Well, the inflation outlook rises, fueled by expected increases for housing costs. That's a survey from the New York Fed. So let's break down their data. It says the inflation outlook increased across the 1 and 5 year time horizon as respondents expressed little confidence the Federal Reserve will reach its 2% mandate or goal by the end of the year or anytime soon. Okay, so that's one piece of the puzzle. Let's see where these numbers are coming from. Okay, respondents to the central bank survey indicated the expected median home price to grow by 3.3% over the next year, highest reading since 2022. Now, I know a lot of you guys are saying prices have peaked, prices are down, prices are doing this, prices are doing. You can pull up any survey to kind of use defend your position. So let me just show you. If you go through here, here's the historic prices of homes. Okay, you can see there was a little dip right through here, June of 2022. It went down. So it was what's the number right there? Let me put my glasses on. I'm an old fella. So that number was, the peak was 383. Where are we right now? 397. So that's shows an uptick since then. The S&P Case-Shiller Index, you can see right through here. It peaked out right through here. And then we went down and then we're back up and we're exceeding that. But if you go over to here, it's going to show you that we peaked and we never peaked again. So it depends on what you look at. This is average home price that sold. This is the average national house price. This is so you can pick your data and you can find any data to really support anything that you're talking about. So let's go through the last piece of this equation. This is the area that if it pisses you off, give me a one. Give me a one down there, down at the bottom. Just click one. If you agree, you think, okay, this is fine. We'll just forgive it all and do whatever. You'll see what I mean in a second. Give me a two if you totally disagree with what I'm saying. Here's where a lot of expectations are on prices and increases in prices. Where? Well, this is going to floor you. College education. Now, this isn't me, bro. I didn't type this in here. This is from CNBC. College education costs are expected to increase by 9%. 9%. Okay, in a year's time, it just increased 2.5% over the last month. Okay, so then you're thinking, okay, well, nobody has to pay anyway. So if I'm a college, well, I'm just passing this on to the taxpayer anyway. So let's just keep raising our prices. Okay, why wouldn't you? All right, President Biden was out recently saying, shame on you companies that aren't reducing your prices. You're gouging people out there. You're gouging them. But then you have the college tuitions up 9% within a year. Okay, so is that helping this case? Okay, is it helping our national debt? Okay, well, if you really take a deep dive into this, the Biden administration's it's anticipated this is going to cost us, and I'll show you right through here, and this video keeps playing, it's driving me nuts. A new report from the Nonpartisan Committee for the Responsible Fiduciary Federal Budget finds that the Biden administration plans to combine the previous announced policies and will cut costs between $870 billion and $1.4 trillion in student loan debt. Well, how much? Let's put it in perspective. Well, that's more than all the federal government ever spent in the nation's entire history on higher education. So they're forgiving it right now, and they've never even spent whatever. So you guys get my point there. Okay, so that's that part of it. The last here's the, let me give kudos. Let's give some kudos or love to the Biden administration. Airlines are now asking to block the Biden's administration of the new fee disclosures because they're saying it's going to be way too complicated. Okay, so when you go in and buy an airline ticket right now, you ever look in there and you're like, oh, the airline's, it's only $100. Get that one. Okay, and then you buy 15 minutes later, by the time you picked your seat and your how much luggage you're going to take, and you might actually, you know, whatever, it's going to cost you triple, four, five, six times what that $100 originally was going to cost you. I'm giving them kudos. But a lot of the airlines right now are upset about it. Major airlines and industrial trade associations asked the federal appeals to toss out that ruling because it's just going to make things, what did they say down here, complicate the buying process. Complicate the buying process. So when you get a mortgage, you tell me all everything you about you, your credit scores, what kind of house you're looking to buy and everything else. And then I give you a quote. And that quote is based on exactly what you told me. But if I come back and say, okay, well, here's the national average. You qualified. Congratulations. But then by the time you do all the other nuances, now the rate is X. You don't qualify anymore. Wouldn't it be just easier to do it all in a lump sum? Or you're buying a car. Do you really care what, you know, you don't want to see all the add-ons to this car. How much is that car going to cost me? What's my monthly payments going to be? I don't know what, you know, if it was a stripped down version of it, but I want to know what I'm paying for my thing. So give kudos to the administration for that. And also trying to curtail a lot of the bank overcharge fees. Like if you bounce a check, it's costing you $35. Why? You know, even during COVID, the federal government or the Federal Reserve actually waived all late fee payments or late fee charges. The banks didn't. They just kept all that money. So I'm giving kudos for the Biden administration on those two things, and I'll try to think of some more things. So that's my report for today, guys. But please give me a thumbs up if you agree with me on the student loan debt, where it should not be forgiven, especially in these events we have right now, or how much it's going to cost us. If you completely disagree with me, give me a thumbs down. You don't have to write a whole dissertation. Just let me know where you feel with that. So that's it for today, guys. Thanks so much for watching. I'll see you here tomorrow. Bye-bye.